welcome to Unstuck, the podcast for solo business owners who want things to feel better. I'm Libby Langley, business coach, author, and your honest voice of reason when business starts to feel a bit messy. Each week, I help you get unstuck from whatever's holding you back, whether that's overwhelm, overthinking, or offers that just don't quite work, so you can build a business that actually works for you. Here's this week's episode. You know what sucks? Realizing you've been friend-zoned. Not in dating, but in business. Your audience love you. They say lovely things. They trust you, but they don't buy. Or they do, but only when life feels calm and easy for them. This episode is about why that happens and how to stop it. So welcome to Unstuck. I'm Libby Langley, your host and your provider of clarity, relief and resilience in the business world, because God knows we need a lot of that, right? Being in the friend zone professionally doesn't mean that you're not good enough. It doesn't mean that you're terrible at business. It doesn't mean that you're not doing a good job. It doesn't mean that you're never going to succeed, all those things, right? It means basically, simply, that your offer isn't positioned as essential. Which sucks and is really hard, because I know you will have worked really hard at your offer, and I know that the people who buy your offer will love it, but it's the rest of it, right? Once you can see that, you can shift it, okay? You don't need to ditch your warmth. You don't need to ditch your personality or turn into some kind of like awful bro marketing cold hard sales machine. I've been there, and yeah, I guess this is kind of one of my big struggles in business, or has persistently been like a recurring beast for me. Let's phrase it like that. You know, it's when you find yourself discounting, perhaps, or you just want to solve stuff. That's what I do, right? Because I'm a problem solver by nature. I'm also autistic, ADHD, so I know the answers to most things. And if I don't, I'll be able to find them out within a microsecond. It gives me a real thrill in order to be able to just give solutions. However, the downside of that is just giving solutions without necessarily people paying to have those solutions, right? And that's something I really have to check myself on. But when it gets out of balance, it gets out of whack. And I don't know. I mean, I've never thought of myself as a people pleaser, but I guess this falls into the people pleasing category. You know, that's when the discounts come. That's certainly when over delivery comes. And, you know, there's loads of times that I've sent really beautifully written and funny, engaging emails to people, but they've still said no, despite telling me how brilliant I am, right? And it's that, what is happening? And so, you know, if you ever feel like that, then I get you. But what I realized, and what I do realize, is that I've built a superb business of trust, right? There is no doubt about that, but not necessarily enough urgency. So I know, and this is where the no like trust triumvirate fails, okay? Because no like trust, yes, brilliant. Buy? It needs to be for, because people knowing you, obviously, like the first hurdle in anything. If people don't know who you are, they ain't never going to buy from you. But they can find you through a Google search, or you can raise your own visibility by doing more on socials or whatever, speaking things and stuff, right? So the knowing is, oh, the liking is, yeah, do you know what? They seem to be speaking my language. They seem to kind of understand what's going on. And okay, they're quite funny, or they talk in the same language as me. But the trust is actually, do you know what? I feel confident enough to ask this person a question or to reach out for some reason. Yeah? Great. Where's the buy? And that's something that we, to a certain extent, as business owners, have to control, because we can keep building trust until we are absolutely blue in the face. Yeah. And I think what I'll do is I'll perhaps do another episode entirely about the, and I need to just write this down or I'll forget, but the no like trust, the issues with the no like trust thing. I'll do a full episode on that sometime, because that's not really what I'm talking about today. But it's a really interesting topic. So look out for that. Maybe next week. Who knows? Where was I? So when you build a business entirely based on trust, there's not necessarily any sense of urgency. And there have been times that I have absolutely known that I'm being seen and resonating with people, but not necessarily someone who would change the direction of a business. Someone more, someone who would make people feel better about being stuck at where they are. And that's massive, right? Because feeling better is the catalyst to actually doing something about it and changing your business and earning more money and working fewer hours and all these things, all these reasons that we start businesses, right? But feeling better is not, oh my God, I need this now. It's like, yeah, I want to feel better. You know, it's like we do the same with, I don't know, losing weight, eating healthily, more healthily, and all that. Yeah, I want to, you know, I want to feel different, but I'm obviously not going to do anything about it. And it's that kind of friend zone of, yeah, sure, okay, but also not today. And that's really, really dangerous place to be stuck in for a business, because you end up without a business. You end up being the friend, the business bestie, and all that. And that's that, you know, that's not necessarily where you want to be, right? So when I realized all of these things and did my own analysis into how rubbish I was as a business owner, despite supporting thousands of other business owners, you look at yourself differently, right, to how you look at other people. But that moment really kind of changed everything. And this episode is going to move you from optional support system, business bestie, to what, critical stabilizer. And this will be so that your audience sees you as someone they need, not just someone they like. And it is really, it's really a big difference, right? So how do you know if you're in the friend zone or not? Well, people know you, people trust you, but they only buy when things are easy for them. If they are really struggling, or if they've had a big life crisis, or, you know, something like things are really challenging for them, they're not gonna buy. They might talk to you and they might come to you and they might say, bloody hell, that was great. Thanks ever so much. You've solved that in 5 minutes. But that doesn't tie in to buying. And this is what we need to, this is what we need to talk about. So you hear things like, that's such a great offer. But then no follow through. You know, if you send out an email with something, yeah, that sounds great. Good luck with that. Huh. Okay. You know, they were literally the person that you wanted to buy it. So, and also you might become their go-to for emotional reassurance, but not decision support. And the danger with ending up always providing emotional reassurance is if people are paying you for that, superb. But if that's a part of the service that you provide that people pay for, but you're giving that part away for free, then you're actually devaluing yourself entirely and you are not doing yourself a favor at all there. You're actually kind of damaging your own business, which is just a horrible, ridiculous cycle to be in, you know? And people open every email, they listen to every podcast, they watch every video that you share, they come see you talk, they love to know that you're going to events because then they can catch up with you, all this stuff. They want one-to-ones maybe, these things, right? But they don't commit to buying from you. That absolutely shows that you have been firmly friend-zoned. And it sucks. It's really difficult. You know, I've had messages from people who said, this is absolutely fantastic. This is a fantastic deal, you know, but I can't justify it. And it's like, yeah, that's the moment when it hits you that say, you know, you not being seen as essential, you know, you're supportive, yes, optional, also yes. And it's like, huh, no, it's far better to be so clearly positioned and so have such conviction in yourself that you get the, oh my God, yes, and the hell no. It's you know, the whole pineapple and pizza debate. You know, it's like, God, no. Give it to me now. But we you know, you can end up in that middle ground, which is not where decisions are made. It's where most people sit, right? Of course. But you don't want to appeal to most people because you can't serve most people. And again, this looks into niching. It looks into trust to buy. And that's where you can get lost. And that absolutely, that is, you know, I'll share it with you openly, that's my danger zone as a business owner. Because I don't know, I like just helping people. I find people interesting and I like just giving solutions and making people think differently. And there is something in my brain, and obviously I can pull the autism card and say, God, this doesn't connect for me, despite being a master of pattern recognition. Maybe it's the ADHD side then, that it doesn't always compute with, and I will give you the solution if you pay me. It's, oh, here's the solution because I didn't even think, I'm just helping you. And then, well, they didn't pay me. That's really rubbish. And, you know, you kind of start to feel disappointed and deflated by it. So it's something that I have to watch very, very carefully for myself. But I'm aware of it. And as I say to my clients in my Unstuck Sanctuary, awareness is half the battle, because once you're aware of something, you can start to change it, right? So this is the kind of stuff we work on a daily basis inside the Unstuck Sanctuary. And yes, you have to pay to join. But yeah, that's the kind of thing that we do. And if that's something that resonates with you, you think, do you know what, I'm going to look at that, go to libbylangley.com/coaching and you'll be able to find tons of stuff about that, or just message me, whatever. So how do we end up friend zoned? Well, we people please, which again, like I said, don't class myself as a people pleaser. I just don't. However, these are people pleasing traits, right? Soft messaging, really, you know, you've got to be really clear about what it is you do for who and who you help. Do you know what? Actually, talking about this, and I will do another episode on niching as well, because this is absolutely fascinating. Inside my Unstuck community last week, we had a conversation about a YouTube channel that exists solely for people who have the star sign of Libra, right? And it was like, it was tarot readings for Librans, and it did thousands and thousands and thousands of views on this. But that is a real good example of how you can be specific in niching and being really, really successful. And this is like, you know, that person will be firmly in the pineapple yes on pizza camp, or no, whichever, but, you know, have a really strong opinion on it. And having a strong opinion on something is not about it's not about being aggressive or like angry or standing on a soapbox. It's like, this is my belief. And so my entire business is around that. So that person, their entire business built around tarot readings for Librans. It's not a world, you know, I'm not woo. It's not necessarily a world that I understand, or, and I'm not a Libra. I'm a Virgo, as in case you hadn't guessed. So, but it just is, you know, it's just something that is so, it's so specific. So that's really strong messaging. That's the absolute opposite of soft messaging, okay? You don't have to like the content. There is content for free, always. Everybody creates content for free in one way or another. But paying for stuff is like, oh, actually, I want something that's slightly more personalized and slightly more detailed. Boom. There you go, okay? Not friend-zoned. Another way that we end up in the friend zone is avoiding risk and being endlessly available and saying yes to everything. Now, saying yes to stuff is an interesting one, because You can say yes to things and more interesting things happen. But if you say yes to stuff when you're just like, I don't even know, the answer's no. But so, oh, yes came out, blah, yes came out my mouth. Then, you know, that's a real boundaries issue. The same as over-delivering. It is a boundaries issue. And you need to set your boundaries accordingly. Again, this is a thing we talk about on a daily basis inside my Unstuck Sanctuary. It's, you know, the boundaries you set are so important. They're the cornerstone for a happy business. Absolutely. And if you're not sure, you know, if you're like, oh, why is my client contacting me at 11 o'clock at night? Like, boundaries. And so we set inside the Unstuck Sanctuary, we set and we talk about the boundaries that matter. Yeah. And it's none of it is about being a bitch or being horrible or anything like that. It's just like, this is my business. This is how I want to run it. If you were my friend, maybe I would answer your message at 11 o'clock at night, but we're not friends. This is a business arrangement with love and support and care, but, and that's not what you're paying for. And it's kind of as easy as that, right? But also discounting, bundling, adding more to make things worth it. It's like apologizing for yourself and what you do. And this is on the same theme of something that I never thought I was an apologist, but there's obviously a self-confidence issue there. And I do think that is probably a neurodivergent thing as well of, you know, the RSD, the rejection sensitive dysphoria. So if you never give people a chance to say no or, you know, to reject you, then you won't feel rejected. So it is, you can catch your own cycles of how you're feeling about things. And your feelings can be true, but it doesn't mean the thing is true, right? At all. So, and if you mistake being liked for being needed, that's a very different thing. In the friend zone, sure, you know, friends might be needed, but there also are those friends who, you know, it's a few and far between. You might talk to them once or twice a year, message them on socials once or twice a year, and that's enough, right? But if you translate that, doesn't mean they're not nice, doesn't mean they're not interesting, doesn't mean they're not helpful, doesn't mean they're not supportive, right? But if you translate that relationship into business, I mean, it's a bit of a rubbish business model, right? So that needs to be changed, and it needs to be a different, completely different proposition. How do you get out of the friend zone then? And I mean, you could go full bro marketing and be super pushy, but I don't recommend that because that's not a very nice way of doing it. My cat at the moment is desperately trying to be pushy and salesy by yelling in the background. But I have strong boundaries and I'm doing something else, so I'm not going to give her the attention. You see, that's how you do it in real life. But you can reposition your offers around outcomes, not effort or access. So saying, you get, I don't know, what would be a good example for that? Oh, you get, people do like Voxer weeks and stuff, you know, or WhatsApp week or something. So you get 24/7 access to me for a week and pay, I don't know, a couple of grand for it, whatever it might be. Then that's fine. But that's sort of what you get from a friend. I don't know. I don't really have any friends like that. But you could just have that kind of relationship with a friend like that. So what does that actually achieve? You need to say what the outcome is rather than just the time with me. I mean, if you're at the stage of business where time with you, people will just pay for that, then that's absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic, right? And it's why, you know, like I get invited to do speaking gigs and paid for to do speaking gigs. And that is just time with me. But this sitting down and actually getting real support, there has to be a reason that people will do that. So that's about positioning. And the consequence of staying stuck or staying uncomfortable needs to be really specific. That's, you know, that's me. My business is obviously getting people unstuck. But for you, what is the stuckness that people will stay in? You know, you help people to achieve something. So what is that stuckness relative to your business, and how uncomfortable and specific is it if they don't work with you and move forward? You don't want to languish in the uncomfortable zone. You don't want to languish in the middle, like, well, pizza, whatever, I don't care, pineapple, do what you like. That's not where you want to be with your business. You want to be the hard yes, hard no. Yeah. And hard no is as valuable because you've got a reaction and it's clear. It means that your messaging is really, really clear. So you have to tell the truth about what it costs to stay unclear. And that is less time, less money, lower confidence. Absolutely, right? And those are things you do not want. You do not want less time. You do not want less money. And you do not want lower confidence. You want the absolute opposite of those. So by offering decisions rather than deals, and discounts, you're actually going to get out of that friend zone. You're going to move forward. And it isn't about being pushy when you're selling. So you can shift your tone as well to help with that. So, you know, if you say things like, my clients are navigating, it gives you, or working through, whatever, it gives you this micro authority. You're owning what's achieved. So my clients navigate the daily stresses. We've had a couple of really sad situations this year with deaths of parents. And, you know, we get to that age where this thing is a reality of life and therefore a reality of life in business too. And so in the Unstuck Sanctuary this year, we've had a couple of occasions, unfortunately, where I have supported the people in there to navigate these really terrible situations. And how do you reshape your business around it? Yeah, that's micro authority saying things like that. And you can also say, here's what happens when you don't do this. You do this. So when people say, great, love what you're doing, but I'm not going to invest in it. I'm not going to, yeah, you know, do you know what? I'm all right. That all right is when things will never change and things will never move forward. So that's you giving pattern recognition, okay? The cost of not doing anything about this is that nothing bloody changes and you just sit there grumbling all the time and never achieve anything. That's consequence clarity, okay? And as I've already said, you know, you position yourself as the trusted guide, you project trusted guide energy, as I have done several times through this by saying, inside the Unstuck Sanctuary this week or this year, we've explored, we've talked about, we've done. That's come in, you'll get the support. This is the tangible kind of support that you'll get. But you won't get that otherwise, right? That's the difference between being the trusted authority that people need and friend-zoned, who will just give that advice and guidance and support anyway, yeah? It's one step on from trust. There are various objections that you might get along the way, such as, it's a great deal, but... No, now's not the time. Not sure I can justify it. And then you can have an open and honest conversation about what the cost of that actually is. I mean, that's not a sales script, right? I'm not a sales coach. But it's about, okay, I hear you, and then reflect it back. That's the big difference. So maybe you're realizing now, having listened to this, that your business has ended up in the friend zone, you know, liked, trusted, but not prioritized. And that's a time for you to reposition, right? This is the time for you to reposition. And inside the Unstuck Sanctuary, we don't hustle. What we do is we clarify, we stabilize, we help you to become the person your audience trusts and buys from, because your presence, your perspective, your pattern spotting are what holds everything together. That's what makes the real big difference, right? In who you work with and where you work and where you get the support from. So I want you to think about whether you are in the friend zone or not. And I want you to message me and tell me what's going on for it. And I will absolutely listen to you. And, you know, if you want me to give you personalized support, then come into the unstuck sanctuary. But it is a danger for businesses to lean too much into the know, like, trust and forget what comes next from it. And that next is buy. And, you know, it sounds very kind of masculine energy to say that, but mate, if nobody buys from you, you haven't got a business. So sometimes we have to stop being so soft about everything, not in the language that we use necessarily, but in the approach to things. It's like, I provide this service and I deserve to be paid for it. That's it. It's as simple as that. And it's about self-recognition, self-worth, rather than, you know, buy my shit, which is just like rubbish. Okay. Good. That's been a really good episode today. And I know that you will have got a lot of thoughts from that. So do message me and tell me what's going on for you. And I'll always be here to listen. So that's it. Cool. Lots of love. I will see you on next week's episode of Unstuck the Podcast. Ta-ra. See you then. Bye. Thanks for listening to Unstuck. Make sure you follow or subscribe so you never miss an episode. If you enjoyed today's show, I'd love it if you left a review. It really helps more solo business owners find the podcast and reminds them they're not alone. Want to chat about this episode or suggest a future topic? You'll find me on Instagram @LibbyLangley. See you next week.